from a bunker somewhere in the Northeast, the King.
I meant the stores stations.
There you go.
Connecticut radio station.
Yep. All right, so let's have some fun here.
Stores, Connecticut. I'm out in the woods with the bears and the whatever.
Oh, no, we got bears. Hey, look, we got bears roaming in the backyard here. I mean,
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a bear with three bear cubs that have been working their way through the neighborhood.
Stay away.
Longtime co-worker of mine, her and her husband, good friends, coached their son at Little League. She posted a picture, and there's a Facebook page about the Bears. The Bears have their own Facebook page, right?
That's cool.
And, you know, the Bear is,
the
bear is staring in her window. The bear is staring right in her window. I'm like, Patty. Okay, so here we go. Let's do this. Andy Staples of The Athletic has put out a survey about the college football playoff. So let's take the survey. Let's start with that. First of all, again, this is on The Athletic. Which best describes your age range? A, at one point in my life, I only had a landline phone and I subscribed to a newspaper. B, I had a sweet CD collection in my car. C, what are landline phones, newspapers, and CDs?
I'm an A.
Okay.
I am at B.
You're a B.
D.
Okay. My favorite FBS school is in this conference. ACC, American, Big 12, Big 10, Conference USA, MAC, Mountain West, Pac-12, SEC, Sun Belt, or is an independent?
Big 10.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to say yes, ACC for me.
Okay.
/ independent? I don't know.
Okay. But Notre Dame, obviously. They're in the ACC for most things. They're independent now in football. They told the ACC, hey, thanks for the memory. What do you think of the college what do you think the college football playoff should do? A, expand. B, stay at 4. C, bring back the BCS. D, go back to the old bowl format pre-BCS.
A, by 1,000%.
I agree. A, expand to at least 8 teams.
Well, now that's the next question. If the college football playoff expands, what number do you prefer? 6, 8, 10, 12, 16, or I hate this so much? Andy, and look, Andy is a funny guy. He has a great sense of humor.
What do you got, Matt?
I have finally settled with 12.
Okay.
Wow.
That's where I am. I'm at 12.
I'm good with 8.
Okay. I think if you're going to go...
I would be perfectly fine with 12.
Yeah, I think that if you are going to go for it right now, I think you need to go for it and not just edge your way toward it. Just go for it and take out the possibility of other things down the road. I think you also need the quick cash in here, too, because everybody's behind financially. But that's another topic. We're just talking football right now. What is the biggest issue with college football's postseason? A, the same teams win the title. B, the same teams participate in the playoff. C, the group of five schools are shut out of the playoff. Okay. D, all of these. E, none of these.
C for me, and that's why I'm going with 12, because that way you get in all Power 5 champs, all group of five champs, and two wild cards. So C for me.
C is all of them, yeah. I'd say C also.
There you go. Okay. Mark that down.
I mean,
Matt,
these are the things that are wrong with it. And a lot of it is common sense. So.
Right. Okay, next. Do you think allowing more teams into the playoff would allow more teams to sign elite recruits that appear to cluster right now to just a few schools?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably say yes.
Next, if the playoff expands, how should schools handle the total number of games played? A, keep the regular season at 12. Do nothing. B, cut the regular season to 11 and get rid of the worst non-conference game. Or C, keep the regular season at 12 games, offer the players who make the playoff additional compensation through an appearance fee.
Just keep it at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Is that A?
Yeah.
That's A.
Yeah,
A.
I say A and just add whatever games the players want to play.
Yep.
Just add it. I think, I mean, I may be wrong here, but this paying players thing is going to blow up. So, okay, yeah. I'll shut up.
No, I got it. If, where would you like to see playoff games played? In Danville? No, I'm just kidding. Where would you like to see... Where would you like to see play?
Look, we don't have a field.
Enfield High.
Pickup game.
Enfield High, under the lights, on the turf. Where would you like to see playoff games played? A, in bowl games. B, on campuses at the higher seed. C, neutral sites that aren't bowl games. Or on, and D, on campus all the way through.
B, for me, on campus until you get to the semifinals. Then neutral from here on out. You can still call them, you can still do the bowl games, but do them on campus. That would be amazing.
I say neutral, but on campus is okay, too. I don't think they should be bowl games until the finals. I mean, you can't take up all the bowl games with it. I think it should be done more like Division III does it.
See, I think they should use the bowl games because they make it would then put more on the bowl, that particular bowl game.
I'm saying that if we're going on the premise of 12 teams,
right,
they'll take up all the bowl games.
It would take up. Let's see, it would take up four to begin with, then two. It would take up a total of eight.
But couldn't they play in December?
Yeah,
that would be
to.
What I would do. Just move everything up to December, and then you can still finish around January.
Yeah, and then the bowl games could be the Final Four or whatever, you know?
Right.
Like Rose Bowl or, you know, rotate it like they're doing now, which is fine. But
right. So now, okay,
but that brings up another question.
Yes.
If you lose... And that, say that we go on Matt's premise and your premise of 12 teams. If you lose in December, are you still eligible for a bowl game?
No.
No, that is your bowl game.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so your season is done. You can't, play in the Gator Bowl or the, you know.
I don't think players would want to.
Right. Okay.
I don't think players
would be a question that would be thrown out there for sure. You know, that will you still be eligible to play in the Pinstripe Bowl or something like that? You know,
right? Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Next, how would you describe your bowl viewing habits? A. I only watch the semifinals and the final. B. I only watch the New Year's Six games. C. I watch 5 to 10 bowl games. D, I watch 10 to 20 bowl games. Or E, I'm Matt Cotrillo, I watch 20+.
Actually, no, I am in the B category, about 5 to 10 total.
I'm in the A, but A.2. You know, I definitely will watch the final games in the playoffs, but I'll throw in a couple other ones if I get interested in them. So I wouldn't limit it to just that, but I wouldn't go Matt's route. So
I probably watch 20+, believe it or not.
I'm sure you do, yeah.
I enjoy it.
Nothing wrong with it. That's why they're on.
I literally enjoy it. So that's what I do. All right, next. Are you worried that expansion will eliminate the bowl system?
No, not at all.
What type of expansion?
Well, expanding the playoff.
Oh, okay.
Do you think it would eliminate the bowl system?
I could care less if it eliminated the bowl system.
I want to know who the best team in the country is, not this And I think if you open it up to more teams, you will spread out the talent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have Alabama just have six first-round draft picks every year. That's just, it's not.
Right, yeah. No, that's what we're talking, and that's what we're talking about here. Yep, that's exactly what we're talking about. Final question. Do you think an expanded playoff will reduce the number of player opt-outs in the postseason?
Yes.
I think it depends on where you're from. If you're at a championship contender, Final Four contender, no. If you're not, then I can see it, yes.
I think it will reduce opt-outs dramatically because you're playing for a title. In other words, if Florida had beaten Alabama in the SEC title game and say that put them into the playoff, I think Tony and Pitts and the other two wide receivers all would have played. So I think they would have.
I just believe the playing through December will make a huge difference. I think that long wait before the bowl game scares some players, you know, that they lose their focus. Whatever that focus is, they lose it, and it scares them. They don't want to get hurt, you know.
Well, they don't want to get hurt. That is for darn sure. They do.
Yeah,
not
I don't blame
hurt.
Them. And, I mean, when you have to end and not play another game for 3 to 5 weeks, that's just like, gosh, you know, let's get back out there now. So.
Well, that's why we're coming.
Part of the game. That's all.
Well, that's why we're coming back to do the show on Monday because, I mean, Matt's just scared. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Here we go.
Here we go. What to watch for week 3. So I'll go first this time. I got to start with last night when the draft. A lot of people thought this was stupid, but I actually thought it was kind of cool, but it was just awkwardly presented. Was how Roger Goodell used the chair that he sat in when he was in his basement last year for the virtual draft, and he let a vaccinated fan of each team picking come up and sit in the chair. Then he'd walk across the stage, he'd show him the pick, and then he'd make the announcement. I was wondering if the chair is now going to be used the rest of the night or if the NFL got scared off by it because of a lot of negative reaction.
Here in our area, we're 9 days away from Big Pickup Day. Just my thought process.
So you didn't like it?
I didn't care. I thought it was nice for the fan to know the pick before everybody else knew the pick. I thought that was cool.
King, what did you think of that last night?
Well, I thought it was nice for the fan. I didn't really understand what he was talking about. That's the chair. I'm just learning now why he had the chair there. But to bring a fan out there was pretty neat. You know?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think it's really neat watching fans back at events again. It was fun just watching that, you know?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, you're up next.
Let's see. I could either go with you'll go off the deep end in rounds 2 through 7. But headlines for Monday. Pat Freiermuth, Shaka Tony get drafted, and we'll find out the fate of Will Fries, Michael Bennett, and Lamont Wade before the weekend's over with.
Is Freiermuth going to Pittsburgh?
I think it would be a great choice for the Steelers. I also think it would be a great choice for the Patriots.
There you go. We'll see what happens. I want the Eagles. I'll throw one quick in there. I want the Eagles to go up and trade up and get JOK from ND. But that's just me. King.
I'm looking forward to see which teams who took number one quarterbacks will now trade their number one quarterback and their next 3 number one picks for Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good one. That's a legitimate question.
I think he's staying in Green Bay. They've got control of this.
Yeah, he's got a no trade clause.
I heard today that Jeopardy offered him between $10 and $17 million a year.
That's Tony Romo money right there.
Yeah, I mean when you're at the end of your career, you got to role play a little bit and say, you know, I've always wondered, what am I going to do if I don't play football? Holy moly. I can be the host of Jeopardy? I'm in, you know? I've got a job when I leave here. So, it's a good job.
There you go. All right, next one. Will Major League Baseball consider tossing umpires from games when they make stupid decisions, such as what happened in this Phillies-Cardinals game when Joe Girardi had the most epic rant and threw out an umpire before he got thrown out, too, after Bryce Harper and D.D. Gregorius got nailed with those fastballs? I think they should. And Joe Girardi also should be given a pass from being thrown out because of being thrown out for something ridiculous like this.
I think you should be fined $80,000. All right.
A day's pay?
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because that's your rant. I wanted to ruin it for you.
King, what do you got?
Huh?
What do
Is
you
it
got?
Me?
You're up.
How many people will be running to test people in Cleveland because they're all together having fun in a big group? I don't know if I said that
I think
there's going to be a lot of people out there criticizing this. I'm watching it right now, and there's going to be 2,000 people there.
Yeah, but you know what? All those people, at least all those around the stage, they're all vaccinated.
Correct.
Around
they had
the stage,
to be.
Not out in the crowd. The crowd, you could just walk up. The crowd was shoulder to shoulder. I have no problem with it. I'm just saying how many people are going to... What I'm watching now, everybody's got a mask on just about.
You know what's interesting is I heard nobody complain about that last night.
Yeah, I didn't hear any either.
No, nobody.
Which was a good sign.
I'm loving it. I trust the people to do the right thing. And they're all wearing masks, so it's good.
So. All right, Steve.
Matt is going to go off the deep end at some point in rounds three and four tonight, or rounds two and three tonight, because they're going to do something that just baffles him beyond words.
Of course. Hey, if they trade up and get JOK, man, it'll be the opposite way for
they're
me.
They're not trading up anymore. They're done with that, all right? They already played that ship.
They got plenty of weapons still. They got plenty of ammunition still. It makes some moves up tonight.
There are a lot of people out there that want to fleece them. I got it.
Fleece.
I used that word with you last night.
Yes, you did.
I said they got fleeced.
They got their man. Howie did what he had to do. Even if it was trading with the dirty Cowboys. Anyway.
Wow,
I think Philly did a great job.
I do, too. I think they did exactly the right thing.
You got to draft the best athlete out there.
And they did.
You don't have to get – half these quarterbacks will never be more than backups. So I heard a stat the other day. The guy 50% of the quarterbacks that have gone to the Super Bowl were number one draft picks. But that means – 50% weren't.
So, there you go.
I think Philly did a great job. The kid's a great athlete. He's a Heisman.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
He's a winner.
I would have picked him. Picked him before any of the quarterbacks except for Trevor Lawrence. So,
there you
Trevor
have it.
Lawrence is just an enormous human being. Oh, my God,
yes.
That guy's big.
All right, I'm closing it out locally. Bucknell Field Hockey, 2-1, double overtime win against VCU in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They're in their first ever tournament appearance. They're taking on number 2 Michigan Sunday in the quarters. Right, Bucknell, baby.
All right, go Bucknell.
There you go.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah,
you too,
King. Have a great weekend. And, Matt, go celebrate at Brewers Outlet.
Oh, I will.
And then get just enough so that when they foul up tonight.
I'm confident. I'm feeling good now the rest of the way, but we'll see what happens on Monday.
They were stupid.